Shield for liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, what's going on? On a Tuesday around 7 your time.
It's your time too, Kyle.
It's all really, if you think about it, when it all comes down to it, it's all of our times right now. We're living in the present, and we don't have a choice.
I mean, we could ask everybody when we release this later in the morning. We could say, hold on, guys, actually, why don't you listen to this at 7 a.m. and you'll get the full experience. You have to wait a whole day. To wait till Wednesday 7 a.m.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Can you imagine?
No, it's a terrible idea.
A podcast that is an alarm. Like it you don't know what it's going to be the next day, but it's what wakes you up.
It, I mean, that's kind of the idea though with us streaming.
Yeah.
Where we were streaming in the past.
It's true. But it could be any sound. Like, Kenny, welcome to the brand new podcast here on goodstuff.fm. It's just different alarm sounds, and I do my best to shake it up every day.
It's our best alarm imitations with our mouths.
Okay, you want to get that's a really, really good one. You want to try one together, maybe? Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
I think you're going to have to pull that out and make a remix.
Yeah, I like it.
I think we just laid the foundation for a new Kyle remix.
How is your alarm working, by the way? We haven't really done a whole lot of follow-up on that alarm I bought you a real, real long time ago, but you still using it? Are you using the pups now? What's going on?
You know what? I don't have to use the shake my bed function on my alarm clock anymore. It merely tells me the time when I wake up, and you're right, my puppy will lick my face to wake me up every morning now.
Well, you've got a job where you're getting up.
You're right.
real thank goodness you do now, but you're getting up real early a lot of times, right?
There's a good portion of time that I have to wake up before dawn. Yeah.
So you the art of waking up in the morning is, it feels like it's reaching the point of mastery on your part. I think
I don't have any problem waking up in the morning anymore.
I am now the student and you are the teacher.
I don't think that's the case.
No. Okay. All right.
I'll say my wife is the teacher because she really is a teacher and she's on the teacher schedule.
Bum 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 bum.
Are you looking for a sound there?
Yeah. I just wasn't on the soundboard yet. I was already back in our queues for the normal show stuff because I thought we'd get this train going, Kenny. And tell me about your weekend. What'd you do?
Sorry, I was taking a drink of coffee there. Not doing a whole lot. I bought a dryer. Had to buy a new dryer.
What flavor? Vanilla or
boysenberry?
Boysenberry?
No,
they don't make fruity flavors for dryers.
Poisonberry, more like.
Yeah. Gotta avoid that poison.
No, we had to make a dryer purchase because it was taking. It would take all day.
Now hold on.
Hold
on a second. You own your own dryer?
Yeah, we have a dryer, Kyle. We have a washer and a dryer. The dryer we got when we moved into this apartment, and we didn't expect too much from it. But I guess over time, it has slowly been dying and trying to tell us.
It's a slow, like. Like a mild breeze.
It's not that it's not getting hot enough. It's that It's that it's it the like the machine part gets really hot, but the clothes don't dry.
So it's more efficient for you to put the clothes on the outside of the machine than to you could put them outside. At this point, it's
at
been
this point, yes,
crazy hot.
Well, we talked about that last episode.
It's true. Sorry. Very good. Very good. I won't bring it up again.
So anyway, yeah, I escaped the heat, getting a stayed new inside, dryer. Okay. And then I got a new dryer. So that was my weekend.
Wow.
Also, well, kind of weird. I bought it from Best Buy down the road.
Okay.
And there's a weird feeling for spending money inside Best Buy, but walking out with nothing in hand.
Understandably, yes. I
kind of feels weird.
I too had a Best Buy experience this weekend.
Really?
Hey, we're looking at TVs.
Ooh, wait, Kyle, you can't just look at TVs. You got to buy one.
Ooh. Well, yes. Good. Yes. The problem was, so they were doing Labor Day sales, right?
They're basically over sales.
Yeah, they are. But the one the one we're looking at wasn't on sale, really.
Let's hear it. Let me tell me which one. I'm interested.
Kenny, we're looking at the 65-inch Vizio M series smart TV, smarty boy.
Yeah, I saw that on the floor at Best Buy. You should totally grab that one.
Yeah. It looks really good. We were looking at the E series, but there's some pixel things and some like contrasty things and HDR things on that 65 inch. See, the problem is we've had ours for 10 years and it's good.
Anything you get is an upgrade at this point.
Yeah, I understand. You
put a 65 inch TV in your space where that 42 inch garbage TV had been sitting.
Your mind
is going to explode.
What?
What's wrong? What's wrong with my TV?
Shut it,
man. All right.
Well, I mean, I moved from a 32-inch Vizio from like the Stone Age to a Samsung 40-inch, and I thought that I had traveled to the future.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah. So we're saving up now. We did actually walk out of Best Buy with nothing. So I completely understand that feeling.
Yeah.
They didn't take any money from me, but that's just a minor detail. Mm. Speaking of great views from the living room, I sat in a leather chair this weekend and watched a football game.
Okay, all right.
Not from my living room though, Kenny. Blah, 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 blah. I was on the field at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena, California. For the UCLA and Texas A&M foosball game. The real good foosball game.
Basically home opener for UCLA, right?
Yeah, except school's not in session yet, so there was nobody there.
Really?
Very kind of confusing, right? You would expect, let's start the season when everybody's there.
UCLA's not there? Their semester hasn't started?
Nope.
That's weird. Other schools down there have started.
Supposedly. That was the word on the street or on the turf. Or it wasn't turf. It was actual grass. It was bluegrass.
On the sod.
That's not bluegrass. That's probably, So I was there. It was a real strange occurrence.
How'd you score those seats, Kyle? How'd you score them?
I actually didn't score them. We were going to be in the general admission seats. Got tickets from a friend to go. And as we were walking up, our party of four, a gentleman in a light blue t-shirt, or collared shirt, I suppose, with the Honda logo on it, said, you guys want a seat upgrade? And at this moment, it was about 101 degrees outside. Sun was directly overhead. And the majority of us were drenched in sweat. I was unsure if this gentleman was a mirage, simply a mirage, or if he was just
drawn in by your sweaty face.
Yeah, or his disheveled look. It looked mildly unsavory to the point of like we were about to be duped in some fashion. did not look legitimate. I expect if a Honda individual is coming up to me, they need to be
driving a Honda car.
It needs to be in a car. Yeah, the person like a little one, maybe like a CRZ or Honda makes all sorts of different vehicles. Maybe on top of a riding mower, or
that would have been awesome.
Also very, very dangerous. Either way, person comes up to us. You want a seat upgrade? We say, sure. He says, where are you sitting? We said, general admission. He says, I have no idea where that is. So off to a good start already. He says, how about you want to sit where the touchdowns are? And that didn't make any sense because there's two of them.
You want to sit where the touchdowns are? Sir, calm down.
Yeah. So there was a lot about this interaction, the minutia of this interaction that I felt was just, we were 2 seconds away from having all of our cell phones taken away from us and ending up on some government site somewhere, some black site. And I wasn't sure what was happening up until the point where he asked, can I get everyone's name and walk with me this way? He proceeded to bring
walk
us into
this way.
He proceeded to walk us into the stadium, down the tunnel where the players come through, and say, these are your seats, as they took the tarps off of four very square-looking leather chairs that were literally sitting on the field.
Wow.
I'm not a UCLA fan, but I guess I have to be now?
You kind of have to be for like, at least this season.
I don't have a
especially
choice.
Especially after that game.
What a game. What a game. There were fireworks after the show too, which was cool.
The show? It basically was a show.
After this show, there are fireworks. Please stay in your seats, listeners. There will be fireworks right after this program.
Look outside your window.
I had a really good time. Yeah. It may be dark where you are. If it's 7, though, that's like the worst time for them to be watching fireworks. I feel like maybe we should do a nighttime one, and then we can do fireworks afterwards. Maybe a midnight live show?
No, thanks. No, thank you. I'll be asleep.
All right. Kenny, hey, speaking of being asleep, time for you to wake up and give us some headlines. Bink, 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 bink.
Put it down. You really have to find the bumper because I'm not going to do it after that. Oh, Kyle. Poor Kyle.
What's going on?
Poor Kyle trying to locate his sounds.
Why?
Didn't you test this? Weren't you supposed to test this? This is all live now, Kyle. This is all going into the podcast.
I understand that, but do me a favor. Why is it down to infinity? Oh, the headlines track is missing. Ba-da-da-da. Remember last time we had a ye olde headlines?
We did have a ye olde headlines.
Let's try another one. Here we go.
These are today's headlines.
Is that good enough?
Sure.
All right.
Hey, Kyle, what time do servers go live for Destiny 2? I'll tell you. Destiny 2 launches on console in just 2 days, but actually that's 1 day now. You won't be able to play until Bungie's servers go live. Here's when you can get in on the action, and I'll tell you all about it. By the way, full disclosure, Kyle and me, we are going to play this game, and we are probably going to be looking for other people to play. So if you're a listener and you want to play with us, you should hit us up on Twitter, and we'll start getting things going once the servers go live.
Well, the problem with Destiny 2, I'm gonna start into it right now. Here's my hot take. It's not even
you already have a problem. The game has not started yet, already have a problem with it.
That's right. The number two, Kenny. I've got a problem with the number two, but I think you do too. It's a family. It's a heredity thing. It's like I think it's an IPS thing. No. So Destiny comes out. It says available in 16 hours, according to this ad that I'm looking at right now.
Excellent.
But you can only play it with people who are on your console. So you and
Correct. I, it's not cross-platform.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part. So you and I will be playing on PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
I'd love to eventually try it on Windows, depending on how this story goes and seeing whether or not this game lives up to the expectations that I had for the first one, which was muy bad and did not feel any sort of closure or enjoyment of that ending.
We'll definitely try to remedy that for this game, Kyle.
Yeah, what I'd like to do, so we'll probably be streaming some parts of this over at twitch.tv/dogburps. You can follow me there at any time. Just log on and hit smash that follow button. Would you?
All right. Now let me get back to this story, Kyle. Right, the please. Betas are finished. The endless stream of launch trailers are swimming around YouTube. And at this point, there's really only one thing left to do. Destiny 2 officially launches on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on September 6th. That is tomorrow, Wednesday. Plunging us into a new era of obsessive loot, reward loops, headshots, and endless gear grinds. Players who want to be able to play at the first possible moment can already preload on both PS4 and Xbox One, but you won't be able to play until Bungie officially switches the server on. That is a bad way to sentence that thing, grammar-wise.
It's fine.
This is a multiplayer game after all, and there's no playing if you're not connected. For Destiny 2, Bungie is also doing a rolling launch rather than a global switch, meaning that the game will turn on at different times depending on what region you are in. Servers will go live at 12 a.m. local time, so you can start playing as soon as September 6th begins in whatever time zone you happen to be in. But that's not really what they mean. There are a few exceptions, however. Bungie says that the game will go live whenever the clock strikes midnight anywhere in your country. So that means that people living in countries that span multiple time zones may get to play a bit early. So that means in the USA, for example, servers go live at 12 a.m. Eastern.
Booyah.
and West Coast goes at 9 p.m. tonight, September 5th, 9 right. p.m. So that's for you, Kyle.
I'm going to do it.
No, but I'm not going to be able to play with you.
Yeah, I got to wait for you. Okay. All right.
Yeah, you should wait for me.
It's tomorrow then, I guess.
And I really want to point out real time. I follow Destiny on Twitter, and they tweeted out, Australia and New Zealand, Destiny 2 has finally arrived. It is out now for Australians and New Zealanders.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So they get it. So they're getting, I mean, it's September 6th over there right now. So they got it. It's on. That game is rolling out right as we speak.
Well, I've booked some tickets, Kenny, for us to fly over.
Kyle, by the time we get there, it'll launch here.
Everybody will be done with it already. Oh man. All right, cool. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. It's one of those rare moments for me. It's not rare. It's a moment that does not come very often in the gaming tenure of my existence.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Speaking of games, I just
don't get excited very often, Kenny. Let me finish, please. For games. Because I get burned all the time on No Man's Sky and on Destiny 1. Those are the only two games I've ever played.
I've never played any other games ever.
Just old ones.
If they somehow released a remaster of Donkey Kong Country for PlayStation 4, you would be all over that, wouldn't you?
So you did get my rare joke.
Moving on, and this is kind of related to Nintendo.
Yeah.
Mario is officially no longer a plumber.
What is he?
He lost his job. According to Mario's newly updated official Japanese language profile, the iconic character isn't working as a plumber. This shouldn't be a total surprise because the character seems to be doing everything but plumbing, but doesn't going down warp pipes count? This article asks. Doesn't appear so. Here's how the recently uploaded Mario profile explains the character, and this is a quote. All around sporty, whether it's tennis or baseball, soccer or car racing, Mario does everything cool. As a matter of fact, he also seems to have worked as a plumber a long time ago. So Mario hasn't always been a plumber, according to Miyamoto, the character, then named Jumpman, was basically a carpenter in 1981's Donkey Kong because the game takes place on a construction site. What? Who cares? Who cares that he's no longer a boo-hoo?
His fake job is no longer his fake job.
Yeah, I know. That's dumb. Sorry. I got through that. I cut through that read and I didn't pre-read. I should have pre-read so that I could realize how dumb the them saying, oh, he's not a plumber anymore. Oh, who cares?
This made huge, huge, huge news yesterday, though.
I mean, that's like saying that Ronald McDonald isn't actually a clown.
He's just
a murderer. But that would be really creepy.
Yeah. He's just he's a murderer in a lot of makeup.
No, that's not makeup. That's his skin.
That's his. He's wearing the skin of his victims.
Ooh, that's something that I did actually this past weekend. I watched the Founder, the Michael Keaton movie from last year.
I thought you were gonna say It because I thought that one was out.
I need to watch that movie. But anyway, I watched The Founder, and it's about basically the founding of McDonald's and how it exploded after being a restaurant in San Bernardino next to you, Kyle.
So you're saying that Ronald wasn't the proprietor of said McDonald's?
No.
Ronald the McDonald.
Ronald, no. It was, in fact, the two guys who founded it, the McDonald brothers, neither of their names were Ronald. So, and neither of them were
Ron
clowns.
Maybe? Ronnie? Ronnie McDonnie?
Well, Ron Swanson, the guy who plays Ron Swanson, was one of the McDonald brothers, so that's kind of related. I don't know. Moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on. Domino's and Ford will test self-driving pizza delivery cars.
Aww, yeah.
About time. Ford and Domino's Pizza are teaming up to test self-driving pizza delivery cars in Germany, mm-hmm. As part of an effort to better understand how customers respond and interact with autonomous vehicles.
I feel like we just reset that joke, too. That's pretty good. Not back, because we hadn't explained it for a real, real, real long time, and now it's back. And
now it's back in full force.
You got it.
In the coming weeks, randomly selected Domino's customers in Ann Arbor, Germany, will have the option
now that's just too far.
Okay, should I say Ann Arbor, Germany?
No.
Okay, Ann Arbor. If you guys are in Ann Arbor, start ordering Domino's by the bushel because you can get an autonomous car.
Hold on. You can't order a bushel of pizza, please.
I'm sorry. What was that? You can't order a bushel of pizza? Challenge accepted.
Anyway, they won't know what to do. They won't know how to deliver that.
They won't be able to fit that in the car.
It'll need a different truck. It won't be self-driving, Kenny.
No. But customers will have the option to accept pizza deliveries from a Ford Fusion Hybrid autonomous vehicle. But the car won't be driving itself. Wait, what happened to this article?
So here's the issue.
You left out the most important bit. Each car will be driven by a Ford safety engineer with researchers on board who will zero in on the last 50 feet of the customer experience. Great. Not enough room for my pizza bushel, but enough room for a bunch of engineers. Woo.
You do have to fit cats in there somehow, Kenny.
No.
See, now I'm explaining jokes from also a long time ago. It's okay. So all these new self-driving cars, whether or not they're delivering pizzas or picking people up in Chicago, whatever, all of these have people in them already. The researchers are people with clipboards that look important.
People ready to grab the wheel, basically.
Yeah, because they can't be trusted. Why are we even doing this then? Please do not trust the pizza I am paying good money for, hard-earned dollars for, to a vehicle that could careen off of the road. I want guarantees, Domino's, that my pizza is going to get to my front door. I also don't even want to, I don't even want to go outside to pick up my pizza. If they're looking at the last 50 feet, first of all, how long is that driveway? Second of all, I don't want to have to walk outside to the driverless car to go pick up my pizza. You better bring that up to my front door, Robo driver.
Totally. Yeah, I'm not about to get out of my house. I'm not wearing shoes, for one.
I'm not wearing pants.
So.
Yeah, okay. did you not understand that I'm not wearing pants, Kenny. I'm not wearing pants.
I don't really want to respond to that.
Okay. You don't have to. Why don't they listen? We've talked about pizza delivery vehicles before on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just make the car the place where the pizzas are made? Put all the ingredients in the trunk. Make that back seat the oven, and make the front seat. Yeah. Make that front seat where it's delivered. You could put a person there. That's fine. But these 3D printed pizzas could be made on the way to my house from wherever it is you're going.
Yeah, and then they hit a pothole and all the toppings go flying in the oven. And the car takes a tumble and explodes in a giant fireball. Where's my pizza?
It's cooked just a little bit more.
It's well done.
It's very well done. So because these are self-driving cars, do you think they could drive a little faster than regular drivers?
You know
what?
I was just thinking that. I was thinking Domino's should say, hey, you can order from the autonomous vehicle and you'll get it faster, but you have to come out to get, like, they have to kind of give you a compromise.
Hold your arm out and we'll drive by at least 65 miles an hour. And you'll need to
like, catch the box.
Like a catcher's mitt, you'll need to stand in a squat as this car drives by.
But you know what I'm saying, though? Like, have some other, I mean, I guess, because it's not really a gimmick if there's a bunch of people in the car, right? There's almost no incentive to order the pizza being delivered from the autonomous vehicle if it's not really autonomous.
What if you get in?
If you get in the car?
So they unlock the door for you to be able to grab your pizza. From the, yeah. Like the front or the back of the car.
And you just GTA that thing?
And you get in. Where's it going?
I wonder if all the engineers are wearing like Domino's uniforms.
Nah. Maybe. Gosh. Can you?
you initially were like, no, that's stupid. Wait a second. They might actually do that.
The only reason I think I'm thinking about it is because they would be tortured by the smell of pizza for hours upon hours. If all they're doing is going from house to Domino's and house to Domino's, that just doesn't, it sounds like a fever dream for me. Driving in a self-driving car, smelling pizza, but you can't eat any of it.
There's no way that I would volunteer to be an engineer and say, all right, I'm only going to deliver pizzas. I'm not going to eat any of them.
Yeah.
Wrong. I'm going to eat all of them.
Very bad. Very, very bad.
At least one slice out of each pizza I deliver. That's what's going to happen. People are not getting an 8-slice pizza. They're getting 7/8 of a pizza.
Yeah, just fold it over. It's like a calzone. They can't even tell. It won't matter.
That's right. Well, Kyle, those were your headlines.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad that we could get through the headlines there with you wearing no pants.
I'm actually wearing pants today. I mean, they're kind of pants. They're jorts. I don't know if that counts.
What?
Jorts.
What's a jort?
So.
What the heck? Should I not search this?
Searching. Oh, yeah. No, okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Oh,
jorts. Wait.
For this Google search. Most definitely.
Jorts. What is happening? Dear men, you seriously need to stop wearing jorts. You're not wearing jorts.
I am wearing jorts. Thank you, though.
What's happening? Are jorts just jean shorts?
Yes.
You have jean shorts?
So I have some cut-off jorts. I took a pair of pants.
Oh, God.
And snipped them off at the knee. And made these nice comfy jorts.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right. Fine. You can do whatever you want. We're not doing video. I don't have to look at it, so we're okay.
That's right, Kenny. Speaking of things that go in jorts, I've got a game for us.
Oh, perfect.
I haven't told you what this game is about yet.
No. All that I have in our notes is Kyle has a game. This is like Saw 3. You want to play a game?
This show is kind of turning into the sequel of the sequel, and at this point we're kind of losing focus. So I'm gonna bring us back to our roots a little bit with some good old just like straight up 100% potty humor.
All right, this is a disclaimer. If you're not into the potty humor, get ready to start skipping.
Yeah, you've got about 5 seconds before things get real raunchy and this show completely goes off the rails. So, Kenny, are you ready?
I am ready. Is it human? Is it human?
No, it's not. No, it's not. Are you grossed out, Kenny? Are you grossed out, Kenny? Fart or not? Fart or not? Or is it an animal? Or is it just a human fart? An animal. It's time for us to play a game called Fart or Not.
Kenny, it's time for us to play a brand new game called Fart or Not.
Oh my God. That's the theme song I can get behind, Kyle.
All right, good.
That's the theme song that the ice cream man is playing as he's driving down the road.
No, I'm sorry. He doesn't have any ice creams. He just has farts. Yeah, I'm sorry for hijacking an old childhood favorite.
A beloved childhood classic.
You'll never be able to hear it the same way again.
You'll never be able to fart again.
No, we've got plenty of those lined up here. Kenny, this is a game called Fart or Not. I'm going to play the sound of a fart, and you're going to need to guess if it is a human fart or not. The other option, according to the theme song, is an animal fart.
Oh, okay. All right. So I need to discern human flatulence over everything else.
Yes, over animal flatulence.
Okay, got it. I can do that.
Oh, boy.
I have confidence because I have a lot of experience with that mode of communication.
With animal flatulence?
Get out of mind.
All right, Kenny, number one.
All right, let's do it, number one.
Actually, this is probably closer to a number two. All right, here we go.
They're all number two.
That's true. Is it human or not?
Oh, that's a good the little like hiccup at the end. Yeah, I'm going to say that's human.
That is correct.
Do you have the name?
Of the human. No, I do not.
Are these just all you?
These are not me. I will say, I spent a long time last night watching like 10-minute long versions of fart vines.
Oh, Kyle.
It was probably the worst YouTube hole I could have gone down. All right.
This is a hole full of farts.
Yeah, number two. Fart or not?
That sounds like a hippo fart, so I'm going to say a hippo fart, so it's not.
That's correct.
What is it?
It was an iguana.
It's an iguana?
It was an iguana in a bathtub.
Oh man, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be able to get through this. I'm gonna laugh too much. I'm gonna have hiccups, and I'm probably gonna burst a blood vessel in my head.
Okay, please don't, Kenny. Let's get through this then. Number three.
like aggressive. Like, yeah. Hey,
fart or not?
I'm gonna say that is not a human fart.
That is correct. Yes. Yeah.
What, do we know what it is?
It's a dog.
It's a dog. Dog farts sound like that?
Really aggressive. Yeah.
I mean, that's like, hey, pay attention. Hey. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Kenny. Next one.
Fart or not? You couldn't even get through that.
Fart, Kenny. Fart or not?
I'm gonna say yes. That's a human fart.
That is correct. Yes, it is.
I'm not going to tell you how I know or how I came to that conclusion.
Yeah, I feel like eventually you've got some sort of scientific method for knowing which ones of these.
I think it's a personal formula that I've or a personal theory that I've concocted. I'm not going to let everyone know though. It's gonna be a secret.
You're 4 for 4 right now. You're doing pretty well. Let's try another. Fart or not?
I'm gonna say that is not. Mainly because I don't think that I was trying to imagine the pain. It sounded like pain
for a
human to have to go through that. Like a dude is just gonna after that one.
Okay. All right. You don't have to explain. I would prefer it if you didn't explain.
what kind of thing is that?
I actually didn't. I don't know what animal that was. But we can guess. Okay. We can guess what animal that was.
A leopard.
That's a angry leopard. Yeah. Real mad. Bagheera, so mad.
No, Bagheera was a panther, I thought.
Okay.
What is Bagheera?
Please don't Google that, Kenny. I've got another fart for you.
Okay.
Or not.
Yeah, that's a human, Kyle. What?
That's no. That is a dog.
That sounds it's like watch this. you can almost feel the moment of relief.
Mm-hmm.
It's when it takes a dive there in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, there it is.
That MP3 file I have is 11 seconds long. All right, Kenny, next one. Fart or not?
I want to know what those other sounds in there are.
You want me to play it again?
One more time. It's either somebody's voice is squeaking or like a horse.
Is it a human or not, Kenny?
I'm going to say that is not a human.
That most definitely is a human.
I've got the last two wrong. Darn it.
You've got one more, Kenny.
One more. Here we go. Gotta come in strong here.
Just kind of shimmy back and forth in your chair. And
that's right.
Let it rip. Is it a?
I don't want to know the guy who did that one.
Is it a human fart or not?
No, that is not. That is not from this world.
Oh my god! You are absolutely wrong. That is indeed a human fart. Those fines.
That one's number two.
Yeah, I didn't get any follow up after the 6 seconds. So,
well, they certainly did.
Probably. Yeah, Kenny. Oh, and that's of course how you play fart or not.
Is it human? Is it human? No, it's not.
No, it's not. Are you grossed out, Kenny? Are you grossed out, Kenny? Fart or not? Fart or not? Or is it an animal? Or is it just a human fart? An animal, it's time for us to play a game called Fart or Not.
Mm-hmm.
So, what one thing about this, Kyle?
Yeah.
Is that we played this entire game, and I'm looking at the notes here. And we've got a story in here that I'm not sure if we're going to cover, but it's the mysterious floating brain-shaped creatures are washing up in a Canadian lagoon.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's a thumbnail of something resembling maybe a number two. And I had to look at that picture the whole time we're playing Fart or Not.
You're welcome.
And yeah, so... So I have a really weird association with this game now.
Just a visual association, you're saying?
Certainly.
Like a really visceral kind of... See, for some folks, that type of segment, the sounds will induce just constant vomiting and or just real gross feelings. So... I apologize to anyone who did feel that way, but
we had to release the game, and then we feel so much better now.
That's right. There was an article recently that came out saying that you shouldn't hold them in, and I'm no longer going to hold in these games, Kenny. I need to let them roam free.
Wait a second. You're not supposed to hold them in. What would the proper etiquette be if you're in a position that does not warrant a soft release?
So you're like in a self-driving car with a bunch of other engineers full of pizza.
You've eaten like three pizzas.
You ate at this point. You had lunch. You had your lunch break. You're back in the self-driving Domino's vehicle and you've got one brewing. It's like a soy sauce factory. It's just getting real ripe real quick.
A soy sauce factory?
Mm-hmm. And
oh God!
I say you kindly ask the self-driving car to pull over, so you may exit the vehicle and do what you got to do. There's a lot of etiquette involved, I think, with excusing yourself from the vehicle. Some of these, watching these vines though, with this compilation video that I used to pull some of those sounds, just not. I'm glad Vine's dead. Let me just put it that way. It does not need to come back because I don't need any more of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree, Kyle.
Boy. What's next, Kenny? Let's talk about this Knott's Berry Farm roller coaster.
Ooh, roller coaster segment.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's time for scary amusement park rides.
It's not really scary, though.
It could potentially be, and here's why. This one's called Hang Time, Kenny.
Oh, how accurate, because it's in Orange County and surfing.
There's a lot. Yeah, the streets are paved with gold. Each of us eats an orange for breakfast and an avocado at the same time. It's kind of a
avocado
weird...
Avocado orange toast.
It's kind of a weird, like, acid and fat thing, but it tastes pretty good. And, of course, we all then get to go surfing. But if you don't have time for that, Knott's Berry Farm is doing us a favor and saying, well, go on this coaster instead. It's called Hang Time. It's a surf-themed coaster. There we go. That features a 96-degree drop. It's expected
So beyond straight down.
Beyond straight down. It goes back into itself, I guess.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it kind of like you're opposite the curvature of the earth, almost.
Yeah. This picture, though, how do you get up to that?
What do you mean? How do you get?
They're not climbing you up that 96 degree drop, right? They're,
No.
The
lift hill is 90 degree up, and then it just kind of curves over the top there. And then,
no way. Why would you lift someone at 90 degrees? They're gonna fall out.
What are you talking about? You're going upwards. There's a seat back. You're kind of strapped in there, Kyle.
But those seats are
Those
seats are made of plastic.
Kyle, you do not want to start that kind of rumor.
That the seats are made of plastic?
Don't say that.
Why?
So what else can you tell me about?
I don't understand why I can't say that.
Because people will be afraid and they're like, I heard it on the morning show. And then someone's going to say, I'm sorry, I work at Knott's Berry Farm. What's morning show? Really snarky.
Excuse me, who? Kyle, who? What? Dog,
right.
dog, what? All right, Kenny, 16 riders will ascend 150 feet, 90 degree angle. Yeah. They'll pause for 2 seconds and then plunge to their deaths at 96 degrees.
No, not plunge to their deaths.
I feel like that's the only option at this point. Once you get up that high.
That's not very high. 150, that's not very high.
I don't agree. I don't agree. Oh. It's this sounds incredibly scary.
But you're also not as big a roller coaster head guy as I am. Like, I love roller coasters. The bigger, the better. The faster, the better.
I love living, so I'd rather not. Thanks, though.
Kyle, have you ever died on a roller coaster? No.
At least twice. Okay, so let's see. Hang time. It lasts 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Cool. That's good. That's a good amount.
Including all load and unload times. So, like 30, like 2 minutes, maybe?
The ride probably lasts about a minute.
Yeah.
In that case.
It goes at a top speed of 57 miles per hour on its 2,100-foot track.
All right. So, that's pretty good.
There will be 5 loops. A cobra roll, and stretches where the track crosses over itself. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is a cobra roll right there.
Yep. With five loops, though.
So it goes down, and it does, it twists into the first, I guess that's not really an inversion, it kind of just twists over, and then it does a vertical loop. And then it does a barrel roll over the cobra roll, which is cool. So that's 2.
Yeah.
And it does a flip there. Okay. And then it does a cobra roll. Okay. And then that's it. It ends on the cobra roll. That's interesting. Cool. All right. I like it.
So you'd ride this then, you're saying?
I would ride this. I would ride this probably 3 times in a row. I'd probably do that.
All right.
I mean, it's only like, what, 6 minutes?
If you just say like hey Chuck, one more go please.
Is Chuck the ride operator?
Yeah, Chuck the ride operator.
Chuck, I got $100 bills with your name on it. And he's like, cool. And then when I'm done, I give him 100 $1 bills.
Yeah, you didn't say how many. That was really, was a confusing, me as Chuck. I didn't know what you were doing, but I also just
I said $100 bills.
Yeah, I don't care.
When was it ever discussed that it was multiple $100 bills and not $100 bills?
Why are you trying to confuse, first of all, why are you trying to confuse me? And second,
why am I trying to write his name on all those bills?
It's true. He is not the president.
Chuck Charles.
It's what his mother calls him. So
yes, Charles, how much money did you make tonight? Well, Mom, there was a man who gave me $100 bill.
He just wouldn't get off the ride. He just sat there. I actually stopped the ride when it was at the top, at the apex, and I just left him. Talk about hang time.
That would actually be a better ride, I think. In this case, it would be better if. If it was just, they built a $20 million roller coaster, but it was all for the first, it was like the initial ride was just a troll. It's just put them at the top, and then they're there for like 3 weeks.
What? Just one ride. One ride. I feel like it would cost them a lot more than $20 million in lawsuits and issues.
Lawsuits? No, you're signing away your rights when you're getting in the car.
Okay. All right. So, it's, okay. Yeah. You know, the nighttime version shows a little bit more. Like, they lit it up in such a really cool way where you can see the track actually flipping over. This isn't the real thing?
You dumb. Actually, I am curious, though. The track is all green,
yeah,
or like this tealy kind of blue-green, except for the main drop is orange. What's that about?
It's to scare you.
Is it to scare me that the track is on fire at that point?
It's actually a colorblind test, unfortunately. This is the only way that we know how to colorblind test people, to get their actual true-to-life reactions and remove the ability for them to deduce the shapes and colors. Yeah.
Mm, okay. Real time, Kyle. It is 8:01 a.m. Tuesday morning, and Destiny 2 has now released in Japan.
Good job, Japan. You did it. You did it. You made time.
We're not streaming live, so this doesn't really matter. But, I just got the news here. So probably throughout the day, my Twitter feed is going to be littered with out now in Russia, out now in Bangladesh. I don't know.
Yeah, each country, I guess. All
probably not.
Probably only the United Nations ones. The only ones that Destiny recognizes. Yeah, probably.
Mm.
All right, that's it. I've got an outro queued up. It looks like it's cool. It looks like it's okay.
That's good that it looks like that.
Should I fire it off? Should I fire it?
I don't know. I really don't know.
All right, let's try.
Okay.
There it is.
Perfect. I can hear it.
Okay. Kenny, that's it. You can go check out some of the links that I will put in the show notes. goodstuff.fm/morningshow/363. Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. That sounds good. We'll be back again next week. Add us on PlayStation. That's where we'll be playing Destiny 2. I am Kyle Roderick on there. It's my real true-to-life name. Just add me and I'll add you back. I don't know if we'll be playing with folks during that main campaign part, but I would be glad to jump on and play with anybody who is grabbing this game. No.
And I'm Pizza Robotics.
Yeah. Still?
On PlayStation and on Twitter.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bum, 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 bum.